we go. Oh, baby, welcome to Duck It Motherfucking Dialogue.
Oh, man, that was pretty good.
Going hard here.
Fucking clue. This is just a pre...
We're sitting here again with David Wright for the fourth time because he got he forgot to wipe on the second time. So we're back to help him get his butt wiped. How are you doing, Dave Wright?
Oh, it's itchy, you know, and it dried a little bit. It became itchy. So wet wipes this time and, you know, a little bit more.
You're not the only adult I've had to teach how to wipe his butt. In the Army, as a medic, I had to teach a 40-year-old how to wipe his ass.
Yeah, he went. Did he go from like front to back or back to front? He was a back to front.
He was giving it zero attention. He was just letting her go, ghost poop style. I don't know. He just came up to me, Doc, my asshole really hurts. I'm like, all right, let me check it out, bend over, and just taking shit, dude. I'm like, dude,
it's like,
are you wiping your butt? And he's like, no. I'm like,
listen, man, okay. we gotta have a little
discussion here.
We have to have a huge conversation. Huge conversation.
He was good in a firefight, just really not good in the bathroom.
Jesus Christ. It looks like a horse's tail. You know what I mean? Just clogged with shit and shit dreadlocks.
It did look like a horse's tail.
Oh my god. Oof. I couldn't imagine. So yeah, this is impromptu, man. This is great.
Yeah, bro.
Possibly a little precursor to an episode, you know, next from this, I guess.
Yeah. What you sipping on?
Possibly. I've got a little cap. No, it's not barefoot. It's one of those gallon jugs that you get there at the liquor store.
Yeah. I only drink wine out of a box, so.
Yeah.
I'm a Franzi.
No, actually, the precursor from the show has to do possibly with a special guest that I purchased this glass of wine, well, bottle of wine from.
Oh, yeah.
At Adam Center Wine and Liquor. Adam Center, New York, that is, for all you listeners. New York.
That's Craig Bennett's place.
It's Craig Bennett, yes.
And you know what? You know what makes sense as a name? Adam Center, whatever. Market, what is it? Marketplace?
Yeah, it's Adam Center Market.
Adam Center Market. That makes sense as a name, right? You know what doesn't make sense as a name? Mike Savoro's restaurant. Craft 965,452 Civil War soldier canteen, fucking whatever. No taps at this place.
Oh my God. Oh, God.
Dude, I talked to him because he listened to the podcast. And
he listened.
An hour and a half of him explaining the name. And at the end of the conversation, I just went, dude, so what's the deal with that name?
Oh God. Oh, I love it. I love him. You know what I mean?
No, but no, he liked it. He liked that we were talking about him and that we really hate his name. And he said that he was gonna do a deal for people that if they mention this on the podcast at the whatever the fuck the name of the restaurant is, that he'll give them 45 beers, dude, in to-go bags. 45
beers and no shit. Listen, get on it, guys. In to-go bags.
He doesn't want to waste the cup, so he said he'll give you 45 draft beers in to-go bags, like bags of beer.
So I think the unfortunate part about that is he'd have to actually pour them out of the can because I don't believe he has beer on tap.
Correct. Isn't that dumb?
Oh, I always knew Mike liked it in the can, you know what I mean? So...
It's good stuff. We love that place. We like messing with Mike Saboro. He's our buddy. He's got a good place going. It's a very forward thinking place in Watertown, you know, with the experience that they have there, and kudos to him for coming up with a cool place, but a garbage name, just a trash name.
Just really long.
It's like Thousand Islands Help Wanted.com.
Wanted.com. What was it? Long name. Amazing results.
Dude, you're not Thousand Islands Help Wanted.com like a squirrel. Get over it.
You'd never ever be anywhere close to that. Yeah, what else is going on? What's going on in the world of Texas?
T-ball. Eli and some T-ball.
Dude, yes.
They're going ham, actually, on T-ball. Four-year-olds. We signed up. They're like Saturdays, you know. Cool.
Yeah.
One day a week. Mm-hmm. Now we got two games a week and then practices three other days a week. So four-year-olds.
That's it. That's how they get it.
They're breeding champions down here.
That's right. Well, you guys get, like, no snow all year long, and you can basically play outside every day. You know, up here.
But I'm just chasing my kid around the field, watching him take a piss on second base. So
that's okay. Good for him, man. Daddy taught me to pee outside.
It's genetic, dude. You know?
It is 100% genetic. 110% genetic.
I think they're about to start vacuuming in here. That'd be nice.
Awesome. You're in a soundproof room, aren't you though?
No, I'm down in one of the chat rooms. This one isn't soundproof, but
I could tell with the reverb off the wall, you know.
Can you hear the wall?
Yeah.
It gives it a good echo.
This is the best, man. Like, we can do this. I can't believe, you know, it took COVID-19 to realize that we didn't have to actually be together to actually be together.
Yeah, right. We can be together virtually.
Like, literally.
That's what we got, those metaverse goggles in the...
Yes. I was going to say AI, man. Wait till you can actually physically feel somebody on the other end of this.
Oh, you can feel if you just have the right VR goggles.
No, I just want, like, the whole body suit that, like, puts pressure. Listen, man, if I've thought of it, somebody else has already done it.
Yeah, that's true. What I'm saying? They probably have it in China already. Their sex dolls are like top notch. Legit. Bro. They're like, people are taking mortgages out for these things.
Yeah. They're like $40,000.
Crazy.
I had to look one up the other day.
just curious, out of curiosity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you hear the vacuum?
No, I thought I heard something. I wasn't quite certain what that was, but yeah, the vacuum. But other than that, man, that's good. Yeah, Bethany's in lacrosse. She started last week. She's also in horseback lessons. Katie, for everybody that doesn't know that, Katie's my wife.
Dude, you're married after all that stuff we did together?
Yeah, dude. Oh, my God. Dude, honest to God. Only if they could see my face right now, you know. Make sure she doesn't get her hands on this. But anyways, so horseback is like, I don't know. It's like her worst enemy, because the instructor won't let her leave her there for whatever reason. Like, you have my kid, they pay you this amount of money a week, and I expect you to teach my kid. Like, drop her up, like swimming lessons or soccer practice.
Oh, so you got to stay there with her the whole time.
Yeah, she absolutely hates it. If I could read you some of these text messages she sent me. Oh, my God. That's even explicit for your channel. So, yeah, no, I can't do that.
About her being there or having to be there?
Just being there, yeah. just having to wait there. It's not about the horseshit smell. It's just about, like, being there and wasting an hour of her day.
Yeah.
To actually have to stay there because she was told to. She's not very good with authority, so.
Gotcha.
You know who wears the pants. Oh, shoot. Yeah, so it's spring is in full swing up here. 70 degrees today. It was beautiful out.
Dude, let's talk about the weather, bro. But seriously, what we need to talk about, and what I've been itching to talk about, because mostly it's like I've been sticking stuff up there, more stuff coming out of guys' butts. Let's hear another butt story. Is there any more of those?
No, I do have. I didn't want to spill it all.
Spill it all.
Like, Oh, Katie just texted me. She asked me where my toaster was. I hit the toaster the other day, and I put a dent in it. And she sends me a picture today, and she goes, "You better pick up a new toaster on the way home, too." It just has a little dent in it. Anyways, we do need a new toaster. Anyway, so dude, we're frisking another guy. This was, God, I didn't even know. He got pulled over. He had some drugs on him or something like that. And we go to strip him, and he pulls down. He pulls his underwear down. And, like, here's this huge, like, square, like, square knot, right, like, it's like probably three quarters of the way up his shaft towards, like, his like, stomach portion.
Or up shaft. His shaft?
On his fucking dick shaft, yeah, like, the square knob, like this, dude. It was probably the size of a nickel in diameter. And it's in under his skin.
What?
His skin, dude. So I was like, hey, I was like, listen, I'm going to tell you right now. I said, this guy's doing this, but what the fuck is that? And he's like, no, speak of English. And I said, listen here, motherfucker. I said, I know you fucking speak English. And I said, listen, I just got to know what the fuck is going on here. Because I mean, it looked like a giant square, like, growth on his skin.
Uh-huh.
But anyways, a little coaxing from him, he explained to us that it is for pleasure on woman. So in his Spanish accent. And he goes,
this is like a dick piercing.
Dude, it's you know those guys with, like, the horns? I don't know what they're specifically called, where they modify, like a modification or something like that. So this guy took a fucking domino in prison and cut the skin on his dick open and shoved this nice shiny little chunk of domino that he sanded down in there and let it heal back over so he could please his woman when he got out of prison. I guess it's a big thing in the Spanish one. Like, I'm not 100% certain. So whoever's listening out there, give me a little bit more background, because
on a totally unrelated note, hook me up with a guy's number.
Yeah. So it wasn't under his dick, like, back side. It was, like, right on top for everybody to see. Like, and it was, like I said, it was that's probably one of the more far-fetched things that I've ever seen, because I couldn't explain to myself how you could cut yourself open in a filthy ass prison and shove whatever non-sanitized
a domino
he said it was a domino that he, like, sanded down smooth,
oh my god,
and put in there. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? I'm like, you're messed up.
Sounds like a good time. Crazy.
Yeah, so that's another one. I mean, it wasn't like contraband or like a you know, a shank or anything like that, you know. You know, nothing in the butt. Nothing. I'll have to come up. You put me on the spot there, so I'll have to.
Yeah, think. Dude, we're on a podcast recorded live for
no
tens of
shit.
People.
Tens, dude. Tens.
For tens, dude.
One hundred of people.
100 of people.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah. So that's about it. That's what I got from the prison. Nothing really.
Like, you do any ice fishing or anything up there recently? Has it been
not
cold
recently,
enough?
No, the ice went out a couple weeks ago. I did ice fish a lot this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's it was a very good year, very productive year. I went to a couple different spots I've never been to, which is always fun. You know,
is it all on Lake Ontario?
No, not all of it. No, we went to Red Lake, which is out in Theresa. It's one of the Indian lakes there. It's through the chain of Indian lakes, through, like, the, you know, northeastern part of New York, going up towards like Black Lake. A lot of people have heard of Black Lake if you're, you know, a fish head, I guess, if you want to put it that way. But I went down to Oneida Lake as well too, which I haven't been to. That was a lot of fun. It's a big walleye fishery, huge walleye fishery. And you know, most of it's in Chemung Bay, New York, which is the largest freshwater bay I believe it's either the world or the United States. Don't quote me on that.
But we'll go with the world.
Let's go with the world. Perfect. Mm-hmm. The largest freshwater bay in the world. Hey, listen, man, if you heard it on a podcast, it's true. You know what I'm saying?
So this is a completely 100% true and accurate podcast down to every detail.
Exactly.
Fact check me, baby.
Let's so, do it.
Ice fishing. You can't. How would somebody who's never gone ice fishing get into ice fishing? Is there like a group or something they can join? Because I'm sure it's pretty dangerous to just go walk on the ice.
It is. So a lot of local areas have. I don't know if we talked about ice fishing. I know we talked about the lake and the charter business. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we've ever talked about ice fishing though. But like ice fishing itself is another like feather to put in your cap to the outdoor adventure, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's surreal because, I mean, again, I'm getting off track, but it's surreal to sit there and think like, you know, 2 months ago, I was out there in a boat and like you step off the shoreline and you walk out about 100 yards and you turn around and you're standing on that water, your boat was just fucking floating in. You know what I mean?
Like, that is weird.
This is crazy. It's crazy.
Like, this is where I get them when the ice is thawed. So let me try there.
Absolutely.
Do you hit the same spots?
You do. I mean, but again, you're a lot more, obviously you're a lot more stationary. Well, a lot more. You're not trolling. You're not having a line in the water consistently all the time. So you do move. You do travel on the ice. But it's in one spot when you say your vertical jig is what you call it. You know, it's not a trolling motion. It's up and down sitting there.
So I did promise some people that you would just rattle your coordinates off, like all your good spots right here on the podcast.
That's it, man. That's absolutely.
Rattle them off. So
go ahead and just list them. I can give you lat long. It's going to be a while. Get a pen and paper and make this a one listen only.
Yeah, right.
Disappears. You know what I mean? Listen once, then pay. Like this is how you gotta. This you how you're gonna
chance,
make money. Bitch.
You get one chance.
That's right. Yeah, and if you want to listen to them over again, you gotta pay.
All right, hold on. Let me pause it real quick. I'm gonna go get another beer. We're back. I got my beer, baby. All right, you said you have Steven, a topic, huh?
No, you said you had a topic. I was just gonna say I fucking hate the month of April. I just want to let you know that.
Yeah, dude, terrible time.
It's horrible. Absolutely horrible. It's like everywhere you go, everything's fucking muddy.
Has the letters APRIL in it. Those are trash letters.
Trash. Absolute trash. You know what I mean? I mean, but you know what? It's also like, you know, I don't know. I'm sitting here, you know, down in the office here and I'm looking around and I'm thinking to myself, dude, Easter's like, frig. Jesus, it's like 4 days away. 3 days away. What's today? Wednesday?
Oh, is it really? It's Sunday,
yeah,
huh?
It's four days away, you know, and it, actually Easter this year happens to be on the day my mother passed away, and it'll be 15 years this year, which is just, it fucking blows my mind.
Wow. It
blows
what
my mind.
What was the date?
April 17th. And don't quote me on that time either. What is 2007.
What, right after 22? We graduated, right?
Dude. Yeah. It was like, yeah, it was a year after we graduated. Well, it was a year after you graduated. I was a super senior. It was the year I graduated.
Oh, shit. That's funny. I mean, that was a super senior.
Going through a hard fucking time, Steve, all right? You know
yeah,
I mean?
No, yeah, Jesus no, Christ. Yeah, right.
No, I'm just kidding.
You didn't have time to study your geometry, bro?
Nah, my fucking mother was dying, all right?
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Anyway.
Yeah, that sucks, man.
Yeah, but no, you know what? I get that to say that I hate April. I don't, because I do and I don't. You know, it sucks that my mother passed away, but it also is, you know, my mother and father's birthday are both in April.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Katie's father's birthday's in April. My brother's birthday's in April. My brother-in-law's birthday's in April. So yeah, dude, I mean, it's a big party in April, but it just, you know what I mean? I hate April. You see too many people during April.
Yeah. Damn it. I just want to sit alone for a little bit. And there's too much.
That's it. Nope.
Too many events.
Way, Way too many. But anyways, what's going on with you? What's up? What do we got?
I wanted to talk about 90s cartoons.
Oh, man.
And what cartoons we grew up on, bro. They got some good ones, actually, for the kids these days. But I feel like we had some...
Bullshit.
Bro, let me tell you something. You got Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles that came out on the Nickelodeon Network. That one's a good one.
Wait a second. Are you talking ours or, like, the new ones?
The new ones.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm just saying, like, that's a good one. And then Teen Titans Go is hilarious.
Teen Titans Go is... hilarious.
Did you see the one where they fight the Illuminati and they try to change back to the gold standard? Watch that episode. It's so fucking funny, dude. I'm like, this is a kid show, and they fight the Illuminati. Robin is trying to fight the Federal Reserve so they can go back to the gold standard. It's like, it's so fucking funny, dude.
But yeah, oh my god, yes, is a great show. I have not seen that episode.
So, all right, let's just rattle off some cartoons we watched when we were kids, like Rocket Power, Hey Arnold,
Ren and Stimpy,
Doug.
Man, you said Dog, man. Oh god, I always
Cat Dog, dude.
Cat Dog.
Oh my god, Cat Dog. What was the one with the little dog that was lonely or cowardly? Courage the Cowardly Dog.
That was later than.
Well, I was still watching that shit, baby.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, dude. Looney Tunes.
Mm. Yeah.
Original Looney Tunes, and then there was.
And then the Tiny Toons or whatever, the little kid one, Muppet Babies, dude. I watched Muppet Babies.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, when do you ever see, like, a cartoon character smoking a cigarette or something like that anymore? You know what I mean?
Dude, like, what, Pepe Le Pew used to smoke cigarettes, didn't he?
Dude, yeah.
I think he did.
Daffy Duck and Bugs Bunny, dude, going after each other with the guy with a shotgun.
Shooting each other, yeah, right?
Yeah. Duck season. Wabbit season.
Oh, that was good.
Elmer Fudd.
That was a good one.
Man, yeah, I do voiceovers.
You do voiceovers.
Yeah.
Do a voice. Do me. No, your best impression? What's your best voice?
I don't do any impressions.
Nope. Do me a voice.
Nope. That was a joke. I don't do any because I watch them on YouTube all the time, and I'm like, man, I can't be good like that. There's no way. No, I don't really know any. You know, people ask me. They're like, they quote this. Let me start over. People quote movies all the time, and I'm like, I don't know. They're like, how the fuck do you not know that? I'm like,
you don't want. You're always outside.
I don't fucking watch movies. No. I don't have cable. I have basic cable in the internet. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when a show comes on that Katie likes, because if I put on a show that I like, it's people getting shot in the fucking face and or hunting or fishing.
Like a Christmas movie, like Die Hard.
Yeah, like she's up there right now watching a chick flick. I can't even remember. It's called Catch and Release, actually. Anyways, it's a corny chick flick, but I was
been watching that show with the, I forgot what it's called, with the girl that
there's a lot of shows with the fucking girl.
With the girl, yeah. Yeah, every time my kid sees a girl on them, he's like, oh, pause it. Go back to the girl. I want to see the girl again, daddy. I'm like, all right, dude, calm down.
You're good.
But we've been watching this show. It's about a girl that convinced her boyfriend to kill himself. Did you remember hearing about that? It happened. It was a real story. And it's crazy, but she convinced her boyfriend to kill himself and then used it to get like a bunch of attention. So she like coaxed him into doing it and told him to delete all the messages.
It's a couple of years old.
Yeah. I don't know how many years ago, but
didn't they just put out a new season of that?
That's what we're watching, the show. There's a show that came out for it because of it.
Listen, you should have Katie on here because she'd be all over it. She'd be like, yep, yeah, this one, that one, this one.
Oh, you know what we should do? We should just call a surprise guest, dude. Can you add somebody on here somehow?
I don't know.
I don't know if you can. I can invite somebody.
Let's invite Craig.
Invite him, dude.
Okay. Oh, dude, here we go, bro. I got him. Hold on.
Yeah, invite him.
Why isn't my contacts coming up? Well, maybe he doesn't have Zoom.
Let me see. I can invite people via email.
No, you sent me, excuse me, you sent me a text.
Yeah, you can just copy that. You can copy that text and send it. Oh, I did do that now. Let's see if we get in here. Well, yeah, we're waiting, folks. Oh, we're going to try to get people on the podcast. Surprise guests. Pop, lock, and drop him into the podcast. And then we breathe.
Maybe we should get Jesse in here. Should get Katie in too. Just talk about these little chick shows. This is the weirdest thing ever.
I'm gonna call Zach Bosch.
Join our cloud HD video meeting. I said please to him.
Hopefully he's up still. If he's up, we're getting him in.
Dude, listen, I could get it.
Zach Bosch. What's up, Doug? You're live on Duckett Dialogue with Stephen Duffany and David Wright. How are you doing, sir?
Really?
Yeah, we're recording right now. We surprised had you join. You can't hear Dave, but this is a formal invite. We sent you a message on your iPhone or whatever kind of phone you have. And if you would like to be on the podcast right now with this debauchery, you hit the join Zoom meeting. If not, we won't see you. The choice is yours. So we'll see. If he joins, he joins. If he doesn't, then he's gone forever.
With everybody I know. Let's see how many people we can get here.
I think I like that. We're going to just randomly invite some guests on while we have a few drinks.
I don't really have anybody that I want to talk to. Oh, man, there's a good kid at work. His name's Taft. Last name Taft, first name Brandon. He runs a horse farm right here outside of Watertown, man.
Let's talk about jerking off horses.
I believe he probably has before, but he's in the state of wheeling and dealing. So listen, dude, I mean, his grandfather's an old school, like horse hauler, horse trainer, all above everything horse. He's like 87 years old, dude. And he told me he drove from Watertown, New York to Texas. Okay. From Texas, and don't quote me on all these places, from Texas to somewhere north of there. And then he went to South Dakota. And then he went back to Watertown.
Dude, that's
87, riveting. 87 years old. Yeah, in like 3 days.
Oh, shit. Okay. I'm going to call Travis Strote, too, right now. We're going to see if this fucker wants to get in here.
Travis. Dude, let's get Weinstein on here. Dude, Bachelor. Party. one fucking month. I'm going to call.
Oh, Trav answers the phone.
It's called Wiener. He's probably sleeping. He's a fucking doctor.
It's like 5 o'clock. Oh, no. Weinstein's probably. He might be sleeping. And I can't hear you. You can't hear me?
Hi, this is Travis.
Boo. He's dead to us. They're all dead to us. Dave's gone. So, yeah, we're here on with Duckett Dialogue with Stephen Duffany and David Wright, who's gone at the moment. I just see a big D in place of David, the only big D he'll ever have. Oh, Travis Strode. Oh, hey, you're naked. Yo, listen, you're on the podcast right now.
Add Mike Weinstein.
Dude, you should join the podcast, bro.
I'm putting away all my diet gear right now.
Good. Well, join the podcast.
Right now. Oh, look at that.
Just talk.
Dude, hey.
Tell me about your trip.
Visitors.
Which one?
The whatever one you just went on. I just sent you a link. Just join it.
Okay.
All right. We're going to have Travis. Mike's in here?
Mike's in here, bro. Get him.
Trav's going to be here, too. Oh, shoot. We're here with Weinstein on the Duckett Dialogue. We're connecting to his audio. We should have Travis Strode joining as well. I think I can only have three people on at a time. I don't know. I don't have the paid Zoom meeting because I'm trash.
Hello.
Hello. We have Mike Weinstein live.
Hello.
On Duckett Dialogue. Ooh, pumping iron down in the basement.
I am not pumping iron, but I am in the basement.
Oh, we got Travis Strode here too. So we have.
Can you hear me?
We have Michael Weinstein.
Frozen.
We have David Wright and Travis Strode all joining the podcast today. Special guest time. Dude, sworn to fun, loyal to none. What is up?
Hold on. Let me grab my beer.
All right, so
what's up, everybody?
Let's introduce some people here. We got Michael Weinstein of Michael Weinstein Associates. And then we have Travis Strode of Travis Strode Associates. Travis Strode.
Right now.
Dude, what'd you just get back from? You were in Hawaii or something, weren't you?
Yeah, I was in Hawaii doing some free diving.
Frozen shit.
That was nice. Fun.
Dude, what did you do? Where'd you go?
So I went to Kona, went free diving with some manta rays, which is pretty cool. And then we went out a couple miles offshore and did some blue water free diving around some some floating structure and swam with some oceanic white tips. We swam with some... what else? A Galapagos shark, a bunch of mahi mahi.
Sweet.
Like that. Yeah.
I bet you got a ton of footage, huh?
Well, see what had happened was
the GoPro.
The GoPro flooded, man.
No.
I got the 360 and I did get some good footage of the manta rays, which is pretty cool because you can it's 360, so you can see anywhere. But then when I went out and found the mahi, it flooded. But my buddy's a professional photographer and he was with us, so he got a couple sick videos. But the boat we went on was an old Navy SEAL SWCC boat. So it is ultra fast and it turns on a dime. And the guy driving it was some fucking conch shell out of the middle of nowhere, just hammering it, dude. So my buddy threw his drone up in the air. He was like, let me show you some tricks. And we were going about Mach 10 and he would just do this and he'd cut the wheel to the left and about throw us all out. It was all jet cars. It's pretty cool.
That's cool.
That was fun.
You get
like the Hawaiian version of Seth.
Okay.
Oh yeah. My God. I love those.
He took a nice digger into an oyster bed the other day.
Yeah.
Well, Seth did.
Survive?
Oh, he survives, baby. If Seth does anything, he survives.
How does Dave look like he's in our old house?
Dave?
Yeah.
Oh, it does look like our old house in South Carolina.
Hey. And it's my office.
Oh, it's cool. I like the look. Okay.
Thanks, buddy. That was all.
Hey, so Weinstein, to make this worth it, you need to just show some abs, all right? Show those puppies off. It's all about lighting, too. I saw a video about lighting and abs. So
Weinstein's about to be married, man.
Pop those things out. Look, he's frozen. He's in his basement, dude.
Fix your Wi-Fi signal.
Dude, so where else did you you went to Hawaii with Cheezum? You went with him?
Yeah, I went to Hawaii with Cheezum. And then before that, I went to, where did I go before that? Somewhere, I can't remember. Oh, I went to Breckenridge, Colorado for some snowboarding.
Okay, so surfing and snowboarding, baby, getting it all in.
February, right?
Yeah. But I've been working on this new business venture. It's pretty cool.
What you got going on?
It's about guns.
All right, do tell.
So it's called Unlimited Ammo is the company. Look us up on Instagram. we're a subscription ammo service. So delivers ammo right to your doorstep. So you don't have to call all the ammo shops. You're not limited to how much you get. You pay a monthly fee, shows up at your door in a box. It also comes with, you know, some add-ins. Sometimes it's a pocket knife. Sometimes it's a red dot scope.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, so okay. Comes with all sorts of stuff. That's cool. Is what's the legality of that? Is there any issues like with certain states at all? Or okay.
Is fucking sharded. Get out of here, Voodoo.
Voodoo Mayhem.
Voodoo.
Dude, you still have that vagina painting, bro.
Voodoo's still around.
Yeah, voodoo's still around, bro.
The vagina painting's still around too. It's above my office. You can't really.
Nice. Nice. Ooh. Vagina.
See it painting. In the mirror behind you. Put your
yeah, we can see it in the mirror.
Back. I can see it in the mirror.
On the back of it, it says the back it says to Steven from Bree.
Yep. Yeah. Travis yanked it on me. So Travis Strode, every ladies and gentlemen, he's a very curious creature. He's got a nice tattoo that on the front of his chest says sworn to fun, and on his back says loyal to none. Tell us about that tattoo, buddy.
Well, yeah.
Well, there I was. One day there I was.
Yeah, no, I got it in Nicaragua when I was living there because I was young and dumb. But funny enough, that's not even the funny part. It was almost spelled wrong. My buddy Kyle, which has been on this show.
Yep.
Was my lifesaver. He made sure the guy was about to spell sworn, S-W-A-R-N.
You're about to no ragrats, huh? No ragrats.
Yeah, no ragrats, yeah. And Kyle, I was like 16 years old. I was completely blacked out. It cost me $22, 22 American dollars, I think. Kyle nice. Walked in and he's like, I think that's spelled wrong, dude. And this was like before they had like cell phones. So we had to go across the street to the internet cafe.
You had to look up how to spell
sworn. Look up how to spell sworn.
We wanted to double check. I mean, so, but.
You Florida boys.
Yeah. All right. No, I was, want to know something crazy. I was on a trip to Baja, Mexico, spearfishing about 9 months ago, and the guy, Captain Bly, he's the captain of the boat we were on. He's this crusty old fucking creature. And he used to run drugs back and forth to Mexico for the Hells Angels.
Nice.
And we're taking a boat from San Diego to Baja, Mexico to spearfish. And I'm putting on my wetsuit, and Captain Bly does not say many words. He says, you know, very little words. He's a pretty rough dude. And he hadn't said shit to me. I tried to introduce myself, and he just blew me off. And I was putting on my wetsuit, and he was like, hey, you, what's that tattoo say? I was like, oh, it's nothing. It's, you know, a dumb thing I did when I was young. He's like, no, what's it say? It's like, it says I was sworn to fun, loyal to none. And he goes, why'd you get that? I'm like, whoa. He said like two words to me up until now.
Yeah.
I was like, well, you know, it was just a dumb thing. And he's like, no, but like, why'd you get it? He's like, I don't know, man. So I blew it off. And we get out there, we're spearfishing. And just to give you an idea how crazy this guy is, we're in the water trying to shoot fish. And all we hear is gunshots go, pow, pow, pow. And we look off, and Captain Bly is shooting a 9mm handgun at the sea lions on shore because they're always trying to snag our fish. And he's just blowing 9mm at these fucking sea lions out in the middle of the ocean in Mexico. I was like, this guy's fucking nuts. Anyway, so we get back to the dock, and my buddy Kyle, my buddy Chris Cheesem was like, yeah, Captain Bly, you know, he used to work for the Hells Angels, and he used to run drugs back and forth on his boat to Mexico. And that got me thinking. I was like, well, that's kind of weird that he's so interested. So I Googled my tattoo. I was like, sworn to fun, loyal to none. I should probably understand what this means. Like by the second page on Google, it's like prominent Hells Angels tattoo. I'm like, fuck, this is a Hells Angels tattoo.
Sure enough, that's funny.
I'm fucking, if I go to jail, I'm either getting butt raped by the Hells Angels.
No, dude.
Oh yeah, you gotta I bet you could play it off. Well, no, there's probably some code words and shit that you're gonna be in.
You'd be good with the Aryan brothers, man. You'd be all set.
Oh yeah, Dave. No, Dave would
definitely
would
be good. Someone's bitch.
Fuck off, Mike.
You would definitely get raped.
Get back to your tools.
You got a pretty mouth.
Yeah, well, I like your tattoo. What's your that asshole look like?
Hey, listen, what are you working on? One of those new guns of yours, Mike?
Bro, I got the stupid fucking barrel nut. It's seized and I can't get the fucking thing off. I'm dying.
You shouldn't have to use a hammer with any of your weaponry.
Take it to a gun shop. My shit.
You do a gunsmith. Don't fucking hit it with a hammer.
I did the same thing, Mike. I had to heat it up with a torch. I had to fucking do everything and I couldn't get it off. I had to take it to a gun shop.
What'd they do?
They put a barrel nut wrench on it and then they put a pipe on that and they just got massive leverage.
Yeah, dude. I've got pretty good. I got a fucking torque wrench and that didn't work.
An AR-15?
AR-10.
Nice. But yeah, dude, you guys have to sign up for this fucking ammo service I got. It's going to be sick.
Yeah, I like that. So is there any legalities of certain states at all that you have to deal with?
Legalities. First of all, you can't do paid advertising on any platforms. So it's all
really right. For weapon or for ammo at all?
Ammo, yeah.
Or so weapons, I guess.
I can't even build my website on Shopify. I have to build it on Magento.
So wait, Trav, hold on a second. Mike has got such cheap internet, being the doctor that he is, that he didn't understand or hear you what you were talking about your new business. Just explain to him real quick.
Yeah, so it's an ammo.
I'm in the basement.
See how long that took for him to fucking answer?
Why don't you put the lotion on, Mike, and shut up?
What's your friggin' business?
It's an ammo subscription service. So you sign up, you pay a monthly fee, and a box shows up at your door once a month full of bullets and other shit for your gun.
That's cool.
So that's,
you created this? That's not a thing yet?
Yeah, I created it. It's not a thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, the ammo industry is so archaic. You want to know something crazy? So Remington and Winchester are the monopolies in the ammo world, and they bought all this material to make ammo for fucking decades in the 50s, but they bought it really cheap. So whenever somebody tries to come in and as a boutique ammo manufacturer and become a company, they just drown them out by lowering their prices. But with this service, we build in a net 30 because it's a subscription model. So we don't have to have the cash up front. It just works out.
That's cool. That's a really good idea.
We need fucking ammo, baby, delivered to our doors consistently. Yeah. Dude. For when we need to rise up against our government.
Diminution. Yeah. Dude, so, I've been stocking up on ammo.
It only works if you're a manufacturer as well, because if you're selling, if you're buying from a manufacturer, there's no margin. But so we became a manufacturer, so we can push out about 100,000 rounds of 223 and 9mm a day. We can switch calibers. It takes us about half a day to switch calibers, so we can do an range of calibers, but those are the two we're going to focus on. And then we're going to have what we call top shelf liquor section of like 300 blackout, like things that people can't really get, 50 cal, hard stuff to find. That if you're a premium member, you'll get access to.
Whoa. That's cool.
That's cool, bro.
Yeah.
How'd you come up with that idea?
Masturbating a bunch.
Well, my grandfather, I have so many friends that spend hours trying to find ammo in bulk and they pay a buttload of price. Yeah. It's like, well, this is fucking dumb.
Huh.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah, that's a good idea, dude. I got a feeling you're not. Can you do that in New York State? Can you ship to New York State?
I can ship to New York State. I can't ship to the city though.
So there are going to be like limitations on where you can ship to a certain extent.
But we kind of have a way around that. So Amazon has like Amazon lockers in places.
Uh-huh.
We're allowed to ship to gun shops in those places, so we'll have people will just drive there and pick up.
Interesting. That is a really good idea, dude. Arming the citizens Travis Stroh is single-handedly going to fund the revolution.
I think I'm the only guy to arm the revolution. I think I'm the only guy in the world that owns a yoga company and a gun company.
I would agree with that.
So you want to know something fucking crazy. So we went through all the licensing, right, to manufacture ammo. And we're on the phone with the FAA, or not FAA, the what's it called? Fuck.
FLA.
Yeah. And
oh no, not FLA. Did I say FLA? Whatever.
You were talking to somebody important.
The woman's like
something with an F, so it's federal.
She's like, so you guys are manufacturing ammunition. We're like, yes. She's like, okay, so do you guys have locks?
Who's manufacturing ammunition?
We are.
So how are you manufacturing that? You like bought a ammo company? I bought
three fucking machines. They're all electronic, dude. It's fucking nuts.
Dude,
and they pump out 100,000 rounds a day.
100,000 rounds a day. Pretty crazy.
Jesus. Yeah. What does a machine like that cost?
About $3,000.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, no. I mean, the next machine we're going to get's about $40,000, and we can't produce roof fire. Which is 22, which is what a lot of people are shooting right now. But anyways, so I'm on the phone with her. She's like, do you guys have locks on your doors? And we're like, yeah. She's like, okay, like deadbolts? And we're like, yeah. She's like, okay, good. And she's like, do you guys have security cameras? We're like, no. She's like, okay, get some. Okay. Do you guys have 24-hour armed guards? And we're like, no. She's like, okay, you're going to need to get that too. We're like, okay.
Oh my God.
And she's like, okay, good to go.
Holy shit.
You are approved.
Literally.
Wow.
So on my buddy's farm, you walk into this warehouse, and like from floor to about 15 feet up is boxes. And you open the box, and it's just fucking gunpowder. And right next to it, from the floor, 15 feet up, is barrels.
Cigarette cartons.
Packed full of fucking bullets. It's fucking nuts. Yeah, it's crazy. And like, yeah, I mean, you're supposed to have all this. I mean, it's crazy how loose it is, but yeah. And what I didn't know that I know now is we don't produce primers, like we buy them, but the people that produce primers, the companies that produce primers, it's so fucking dangerous that two people every year die. Because
really?
Explode. Yeah, they literally have to make the primers. The people that make them have to stand in a waist high water and wear these like fucking full on PPE suits to prevent.
Seriously?
Yeah. It's fucking crazy. Cause primers are, to make primer, you have to dry out this like pasty compost of gunpowder and like this other type of explosive. And like, it's like literally a spark from static would explode a whole building. It's nuts.
Yeah. That's wild.
So you're telling me Bryan Cranston can cook meth in his underwear, but we need to make bullet primers with
he wasn't making meth in his underwear.
He was trying.
He had one of those little leather things on.
Well, in the first episode, bro, he had his undies. Whatever.
Yeah.
Back check me, man.
I just watched it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Way to ruin that. Way to ruin my
moment. Dude, listen, just give up on that thing. Hey, did you put that new gun together yet that you got or no?
Bro, that's what I'm fucking doing, bro.
But so, hey, you guys want to know something cool? Like, I would say like 8% of our rounds don't pass our quality control because we're super, super techno. That thing's beautiful.
Yeah, so you get to keep them?
Sweet when it's done.
You get to keep them. And every year we're going to fly all of our friends out and we're going to fucking blow shit up for a day.
Yes, let's do that.
Who the fuck is calling me right now?
Calling you.
I'm on call.
Travis Stroh.
I'm getting called all night.
It's more than fun.
Mike, when are you guys getting here for your bachelor?
The 12th.
Get in May 12th. Yeah.
May 12th. Let me see if I'm here.
Oh, we get in at May 12th. Oh, yeah. We get there early morning, right?
Yeah. No, it depends on who's flying.
You guys,
you guys
are lit up on that
WhatsApp. You left it, bro. You said I'm gone. So this vagina painting that you have in the background is very enticing because it is just like it's a picture of a woman's shadow or her silhouette walking away or towards you with the sunlight shining directly through her vaginal area. It attracts the eye.
I don't know if you guys know the story behind this whole vagina painting. But when I first met Steven, I met him at a dog park. He was on Tinder date, and I had just divorced my wife. And Steven agreed to let me move in.
Yeah. I think I knew Travis for like a week and a half, and we went to the Heritage Golf Tournament, and his
now ex-wife
had gotten arrested. Yep. And called me to go pick her up from the place that we went to originally, the first house that we went to. And I'm thinking that Travis was aware of the whole situation. So I go pick her up. I bring her home. I text Trav, hey, just dropped your wife off at home.
By the way,
everything's good
friend.
And then he goes, what? I'm like, so he calls me. I'm like, yeah, I just dropped your wife off at home. He's like, hey, dude, I just met a week and a half ago. Why are you dropping my wife off at home at midnight?
Well, I'm at work. I'm out here over here fucking serving our country and you're fucking slaying around my wife. What's going on?
I'm like, apparently she just went to jail. I don't know. She called me and I picked her up. He was like, what? So,
long story short, I divorced her.
Yeah, and he moved in, and then me and him had a sexual relationship together for a little while.
Yeah, it was asexual. For the record, I was top always.
Perfect.
I generated the power from the bottom.
So Steven agreed to let me move in. So I got all my shit and I'm like, I show up at his house.
Well, no, it was like, all right, yeah, dude, you can move in for like a week or two or whatever to get on your feet.
Figure your shit out.
5 years, I think we lived together.
No, so I show up at his house. I walk inside. He has the TV on the floor.
Yeah.
He has like some blankets on the floor. His dog is backed into the corner. And then you go into his bedroom and there's just a mattress on the ground. I was like, this is the closest thing to like,
I got to check this voicemail. I'll be right back.
Costa Rican whorehouse that I've ever seen. It was so rapey. I was like, yes. I got to fucking fix this.
Like, I had no furniture, no like decorations, no anything. Just like a few video games and shit. Like, yeah.
Not even new ones. Just like old Nintendo 64. It like curtains, like it was dark as shit. I was scared.
He's newly divorced and has a house full of shit. So he completely furnished my house and it looked like a dang, it looked good, man. Every time it someone come good. Over, like, man, this house looks so good.
Like, didn't look like a fucking dungeon anymore.
Yeah, maybe? Yeah. It was a dungeon, man.
Oh no, there was, so Steven, like obviously like halfway through moving all my shit in, Steven's like, well, wait, like I still need to have some control over some stuff. So he's like, we have this one room in the back corner. He's like, this is going to be one thing. This is my, I want to do this room. Like I have my bedroom. You have yours. You got
the room. Let me make something cool, bro. Let me make something cool.
Like, this is my idea. We're going to do this. He's like, I've always wanted to have a ball pit. Like, what?
I wanted to make a whole room a ball pit.
That's Steven.
Totally. So he fucking like, he like gated the room off and then ordered a bunch of fucking children's playpen balls off of Amazon. And they get there and I come home, and there's like these bags of balls. And I'm like, what the fuck? And he like dumps them in the room and then I barely cover the floor. it just looks like there's shitty kids.
It just looked like I didn't clean up. I put a gate and everything thinking it was going to fill up all the way to like to the gate. It was like 100 balls. I'm like, oh, dude, I'm way short.
For the following 2 years, I wasn't gonna touch the room because like I already piled my shit in there. I wasn't gonna fuck with this project. And like for the following 2 years till we got another roommate, it was just this random room. Girls would come over and they would open and they'd be like, okay, take me home.
It had a denim like a sectional couch in there that we bought. A denim fucking couch.
Yeah. And Dylan, remember Dylan wrote the rape den or something in there?
The dungeon. He wrote the dungeon in there in the inside of the closet door on the threshold. It was still there after we left. Oh, such a good time. South Carolina, that was one of the most, that was a fun time, dude. It was because I had just gotten out of the Army. You were still in the Navy, but you were going to school and I was going to school, college, and it was a fun time, dude. We had a lot of fun, did a lot of stupid shit.
Dude, I'm glad I made it down to South Carolina when you guys were living it up, though.
Hey, I actually have a bunch of pictures of you. I got to send you.
Listen. Was he sleeping when you took him?
Actually, I'm going to send them to Steven. You're in the group chat, right? Or the what's up? I'm going to drop them in there right now. I was going through our camping trip the other day.
Yes.
Hey, will you guys add me to the WhatsApp? I had to delete it because of I got have you ever been sex scammed? What's it called? You know,
yeah, where, like, every time I go on those sites, I get sex scammed.
You know, we're like somebody a dick pic because they're like all hot and they're like sending you naked.
Yeah,
And then they're like, fucking Venmo me $500 or I'm sending this to your mom. That happened to me the other day, first time.
You sent somebody a dick pic and they fucking scammed you.
Oh, tried to.
You got, hold on. What, so, back up here. Hold on. You're killing me. You're fucking killing me. All right, hold on. See? You got dick pic blackmail.
I got a little scared. So, like, I met this hot chick on a dating app.
Yeah. A guy from India.
Yeah, exactly.
And definitely probably a guy from India. And I was a little drunk, you know, like 2 a.m. in the mood. So she started like working me up and she's like, send me pics. So I sent her pics and then she sent me pics. And I was like, fucking yeah, this is a great exchange. I love it.
Yeah, right.
And then all of a sudden she was like, she sent me this like Photoshop thing of like my picture of my face, my dick, where my parents live. And then like my parents and my siblings, my address. And she was like, if you don't wire me $500 now, I'm going to send this to everyone. I'm going to put it on the internet. I'm going to ruin your life. You know what I did? I was so scared, but I was like, ha, that's not even me, bitch. This is my first rodeo. And I deleted her. And then I deleted my WhatsApp. Then she got me on Instagram. So I had to make my Insta private.
Oh my God.
She emailed me. And then I was like fucking Googling it. What do you do when you get, it's like sexting blackmailed or some shit.
Dude, hilarious.
Like, fuck. And then I started reading. I was like, 50% of them don't ever go anywhere or do any shit. So I just said, fuck off. But yeah. So I'm
hilarious.
Not on WhatsApp anymore because, you want to see it? I saved it because the thing says like make.
Do I want to see the conversation or your dick pic?
Well, it's got my dick pic in it, but
okay, so we'll see both.
Yeah,
I mean, good thing I don't have my telescope.
It's honestly, like, you know, if it was like if I was like talking to a tranny or something, and like there were some like incriminating things, I'd be worried. But no, it was just like, you know, I was talking to a hot chick, but it was a good dick pic, so you know.
Well, I'm a chick.
Hold on, talk again. Say something. Trav, say something.
Yeah. I was like, whoa, like, how'd you whip that up so
quick? I can't post the video. I gotta.
but look at the address. The address is my old Florida address. So that's when I was like, bitch, you ain't got shit. You don't know. Yeah.
It's got a picture of him next to his dick. A bunch of text on it with like,
dude,
threats.
Like, and they're listen, like, man,
it literally, wait a second. It literally looked like a fucking used car ad.
It did.
Oh my God. That's fucking hilarious.
I'm dying.
God. Holy shit.
It did look like a used car ad.
it was pick stitched and everything, man. Yeah,
dude. They even threw like drop shadows and that guy took a lot of time into making that. Actually, can you hook me up with that person's number? I want to get him on my marketing team.
Shit.
Oh.
Yeah, dude. I'm telling you.
Oh.
I was scared, impressed, and then when he got the address wrong, I was like, bitch, you don't know shit.
I would have been like, yo, listen.
Gotcha.
Listen, send it to my mom. She's dead. All right. No. So she really is dead.
Well, the one uncle he was going to send it to is gay. So I was like,
okay. Just like, I don't give a shit. Send it to him, bro.
Yep, I'm good with that.
We'll see how that goes. He's like, I'm of age now.
But anyways, add me back to the Snapchat or the WhatsApp so I can send these pictures. Because I was going through our camping trip the other day, and I was like, holy shit, I have so many good pictures.
Listen, that black tip I caught on the beach that one day, man. Yeah. Like, I've never – well, we caught the redfish first in the you know, the tidal pool going out that one day. And we go out to the fucking wide open ocean. That was probably – listen, man, that was the coolest trip I've ever been on, honestly.
Same, dude. I was going through the pictures, and I was like, what a good fucking time. Like,
what, the Capers Island trip?
Yeah. We don't get them like that anymore, man.
Dude, we were living in the freaking the golden era, bro. We didn't even know it.
I just sent them all to Steven, so but yeah.
You sent that to me?
I just text you some pictures. But there's
you sent me your dick pic?
Steven. No, not a dick.
That's you, right?
What's me?
Fucking looks like you.
That ain't me.
Not you.
I can't see it.
Oh.
Dave, dude, that's Dave Wright.
Oh, that's Dave. Yeah.
Here, look it. See, hold on a second. Does that look like me? See?
Yeah, that is you. That is you. Hold on. Let me turn my brightness up.
Yeah, I know that. Well, I think, did we have Farney with us too? We had Farney and.
Farney was with us. No, there was Saboro, Ian, fucking that's Mike you, Weinstein. That is me. Look at that. Look at, see here. Here they are right there.
Yeah, no, I remember the ducks.
David Wright in the flesh.
Yeah, good times, bro.
That was probably the most fun I've had ever. Yeah. I don't get out very often, but that was a lot of fun.
Dude, that was fun. We need to do that again. That's one of my favorite spots, that Capers Island spot. It's not going to be there forever.
I know.
I don't even remember who.
We should do a trip back.
Fuck yeah. I don't remember who it was. It was some random guy there. The rattlesnake was there. Remember, he fucking blew him up with his pistol.
Yeah, and then we ate that fucking thing. We pressure treated cooked that freaking snake.
I cleaned it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were like, dude, this pressure treated pine, cook him right on that, bro.
All have cancer. Right.
Well, definitely.
No, that's why we're all immune to COVID. I didn't get COVID. I'm immune because of that rattlesnake.
I got COVID twice. My immune system is hindered from that pressure treated fucking pine.
Yeah. Dude, we got 6 minutes and 55 seconds left on this podcast because I don't have the paid version because I'm garbage.
You don't have to. So what's up with your ad you've got? Come on, dude. Send it.
Hey, you're not going to post this, my dick pic on.
No, I'm not going to post the video. I'll make sure to blur it out. It'll only be like one pixel, so you don't have to worry.
That was a good looking dick pic. I was proud of it. I was almost like.
You had the wrong angle, bro. You got to go from the down. You got to go start underneath because it's four. You got to have the foreground. Anything in the foreground is going to look bigger.
That's true.
Yeah, you're doing it from above, dude. You're like, you're shortening your dick at least that half inch that you got to shorten.
Oh my god, I don't think Weinstein came back.
No, he's gone.
As soon as he picks, he was out.
I gotta listen to this voicemail, guys.
Has anyone met his new the wifey girl?
Oh, dude, great. She's legal? Awesome.
She's good.
Huh? She's great, dude. Okay. She's a perfect Weinstein lady.
This is going to be great because now we all have a really hot friend that can't fucking, you know, he's just can be a wingman.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thanks, bro. I'm glad I could be there for you.
You don't count. That's
right. Old muscly arms. Come here, Mike. I need you.
Yeah, no.
Stand here and look pretty. Tell him that I have a big wiener.
Scottsdale is the premier. It's actually the bachelorette capital of the world. It's where all the bachelorettes come for their event.
Listen, make sure my wife doesn't hear that. You can blur that out, Steven.
Yeah, we gotta not release that information when
for all three of your subscribers, Steven.
Dude, I have tens of followers, tens of listeners. All right. I'm looking to net, bro. Net. That's with after expenses. $45 this year, bro.
You could have extended it out a little bit. $45.
Whole dollars, dude. American US dollars.
Honestly, hey, I was listening to your podcast with Kyle, and I was like, fucking Steven has such a good podcast voice. Like, your voice is people, like, I want to listen to your voice. It's a good podcast voice. No lie.
So you do want to have sex with me.
I already have. You just don't know it, Steven.
Well, that's good to hear. I don't know. I have a voice. It's my voice. I don't know. It's my voice sounds weird to me.
Mine sounds weird to me, but no, yours sounds good on online. So
good. Good.
It's weird to me too. But thanks. So Craig Bennett. He's a huge, like, find my news somewhere else kind of guy. He doesn't watch like Fox or CNBC or CNN or anything like that. So he chooses podcast, huge podcast fan. And he says, who was the one he talked about, Steve?
My buddy, Ernesto Cardenas. Yeah. Dr. Cardenas.
Yeah. He was like, dude, that's the best podcast I've listened to ever.
Really?
You know what I mean? I'm not lying.
I'll have to tell him. Dr. Cardenas, if you listen to this, you have a fan.
Okay. Don't try to accentuate.
Yeah, I'm about to put you on my story. Just cover up the dick pic thing.
No, you're good. I don't post the video. If I when no, I
he
do
keeps
I,
he keeps that for himself.
Honestly, that was like 3 years ago. For the record, so 3 to 5, 12 years ago, I was single whenever that happened.
Yeah. So, dude, no worries. We're I'm saving the videos. I'll post the video later, but I'll make sure to. I gotta edit. I gotta find a blurring agent to blur that out if I post the video.
I ever tell you the time I didn't get hacked, but I know we got to go, but talk about dick pics. Jason Farney put one up of me on fucking Facebook.
Dick pic?
Katie took a picture of me on my regular camera.
Yeah.
Like my nice Canon camera.
A naked one?
Yeah, dude, I'm standing here like this and like my fucking, we just got done fucking, you know, and my fucking cock's hanging right down and he fucking blacks this thing out, like blacks it out and puts it on Facebook and says, you know, or hi dad or something like that on a little fucking blackout. Listen, it was for everybody.
That's on the internet. That is like, you're not
no, dude, be
a politician.
There, but Facebook took it down.
Yes. For them.
Oh my God. Let me tell you. So you want to talk about being, you know,
that's, you know, gnarly.
That's nothing compared to being on social media.
I didn't know that was a thing. You guys fucking brought some shit into my world today that made me fucking laugh. And that's what we need. Careful. Well, hey, we got a minute 22 left because I need to upgrade this. Apparently, I'm going to have to upgrade to paid Zoom. And then we should do more multi-guest podcast.
Multi-dick.
I got dick on the mind, bro. I got dick brain.
Yes, you do.
But hey, we're here with Travis Strote and David Wright. Thank you guys. Do you have any final words?
No.
Sworn to fun. Loyal to none.
Fuck off. How does that sound?